are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Hey, welcome to Serious Growth Podcast, y'all. You know, last time my dad used to do this to me, and I think this carried over. I'm trying to turn my phone off. I think this carried over, but every once in a while, my dad would just like sucker punch me. Does anybody know what that means? He used to sucker punch me. I said, what did you do that for? He said, I just wanted to see you react. He would do that all the time. I am not gonna curse this time. He used to do that stuff to me all the time. I just wanted to see you react. And so for some of you that are watching, you'll notice that sometimes I just go off. And one of my last podcasts, man, I couldn't stop cursing. But you know what? I did it just for the, I just wanted to see you react. It irritates and it makes people feel weird sometimes. But you know, Jay Abraham, the great Jay Abraham, who created our first actually direct mail piece for Serious Growth, he said, you have to get people off the fence. Do you know what that means? That means they're gonna jump to one side or the other. Translate that further. They're gonna either love you or they're gonna hate you. Are you okay with that? Jay would ask this. Are you okay with that? Are you sure you're okay with that? Because that's the only way you're gonna get people to respond. Otherwise, they're just gonna sit on top of the fence and not respond. So some of the reasons that I go off like that, it's not because I'm stupid, not really, because I've heard before that, you know, you use all these cuss words because you're not very smart. Nah, I don't think so. I'm not the brightest bulb on the shelf. I ain't the dumbest, even though I used ain't, but I ain't the dumbest. It's just for effect, you know, and for giggles and things like that. So that's part of why I did that. Anyway, you know, I get some of my inspiration for doing this show. I took notes, and I take notes every once in a while when I come on here. I have some right here in front of me. And yet I get my inspiration in different ways and in different areas, actually. You know, I used to get like a lot of inspiration for my training when I walked. And I didn't understand. It's like every time I took a walk for 10 minutes or more, all these ideas started coming. Not only ideas for training, but just, I don't know. It does something to the algorithms in the brain, I guess. But I get inspiration from, you know, just different areas. In the shower when I'm sitting there, I don't know, something about being in the shower, all of a sudden I start coming up with ideas and some of my better ideas, I think. But today I was inspired by one of our stroke survivors. And, you know, I've talked about over and over again, and I think this stuff is worth talking about over and over again as it relates to training, serious growth, and all this stuff. It's worth talking about. And what I'm relating to right now is this person who is in rehab for overcoming a stroke and the way he walks. And, you know, the thing about it is the way he's walking and how it relates to training is that because of his stroke, he is now, his gait is off because it impairs you. And to correct a bad habit, that's one thing. That's the reason why it's important that when you're in training that you always focus on doing it right.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief and the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
And it just, it's a constant reminder. You know, you have to constantly remind yourself when you're training. When this guy, this stroke survivor, you know, you want to get better faster. You want to put on muscle faster. Okay, I get that. But what's hard to come to grips with is that overcoming a stroke and putting muscle on, listen, putting on muscle is a really tough thing to do. Overcoming a stroke is even tougher. And I am that person that can share that with you from firsthand experience. And if, for those of you who have been living under a rock that don't know, 10 years ago, I had 3 strokes in 3 weeks that left me with paralysis, which is a wake-up call itself. So I'm really, when I see somebody that's coming in, today was just one of those reminders. It was like, I looked over and all of a sudden I saw this guy, because he's working with one of our trainers who's really holding him accountable. And obviously that's where it starts. I mean, to the point where it's nauseam. From a trainer's perspective, you start feeling like, oh my God, I'm like on this person all the time. But it's like you have to beat a message home. Because when all of a sudden I looked over and I saw him walking right, I mean, just for that brief moment, it was like I didn't think he was impaired anymore. Captured that moment. And it makes me realize that's how overcoming a stroke and learning how to walk again correctly is really not much different than learning how to train right, doing it right. Repetition is the mother of skill. And it's like, I told this guy, okay, you just showed yourself how you could walk in this area. It was about probably 10 feet that he walked. And so what that tells me is that he could do it there. And yet when he walked into the place, because I'm always watching people in my studio, when he walked into the place, he was walking in with a bad habit because that became his new normal. See, that kind of stuff becomes your new normal. Even when you're weight training and you, all of a sudden sometimes it's subtle because the doing it right is, think of it this way. Think of doing an exercise right is it's sort of the long way around to get to your destination compared to not doing it right and getting there quicker. And that's how this example that I'm talking about really applies. It takes so much energy to do that. It's like I told this guy, I said, you know, even when the trainer told him, you have no idea how good that you just, I mean, she actually videotaped this guy. And even with him looking at his result, watching himself walk like that, he didn't realize how much of a victory he just had. And I think that happens to a lot of us like that. And I guess that brings me to a point where, you know, you have to be, to do this stuff right and to get it right, you have to just, again, be willing to just hang in there, you know, fight another day. But you also have to, look, this guy, just like a lot of serious growthers and the people that I'm really talking to, we're hard on ourselves. We are hardest on ourselves. More than anybody that's around us, our training partners, you know, whoever that may be, whatever your supporting cast is, we are ourselves our best and worst asset, if you will, because our mind and our thoughts get in not only in our way, but our thoughts are the reason that we make progress. It's a mind game. It's that mindset that we talk about. But you gotta look, you first have to focus on doing everything right every single time, and then know that you're not gonna be able to do that every single time. and that causes frustration. And that causes you to not really see exactly the results that you're making. You know, it's like when I was around my ex, and this is not just, you know, like when you're around people all the time, they don't know, notice how, like in my case, when I was bodybuilding, they never knew how big I was. I was pretty big in my heyday, but my wife, ex-wife, because they're around you all the time, they don't notice that. And then you don't notice that as somebody who is looking in the mirror. It's like, it's never good enough. It's never good enough. That's part of what drives the person that is a serious growther. That's part of that, what drives that person who's trying to recover from anything. You got to have that, because you keep butting up against a brick wall when you're trying to accomplish anything that is that difficult to do. Muscle building, overcoming a stroke, it's tough. So you got to pat yourself on the back a little bit. You just can't pat yourself on the back for too long, because you got a lot more work to do. We all do, you know. Anyway, I wanted to start off with that. Secondly, I got to tell you something, you know, just to kind of show the reality of the daily life of somebody who goes. Talked about this before somewhere, but I've talked about that the training sessions that I do, I always get my ass handed to me more than, at least I feel that way in a workout. I'm always getting my ass handed to me, partly because I'm pushing myself, but hardly ever. Every once in a while, I feel like I really whipped that training session. You know, I attacked it, I won. But the reality of that, and I think that I speak for most people, maybe I'm wrong, because I am a lot. But I think that for most of us that are in the gym and are really hitting it day in and day out, not, you know, once in a while, once a week, but like day in, day out, because you see, when you're doing like this stuff once a week, or like I mentioned before, I'm always frustrated with these people that are just, they're very sporadic. They do it for a while and then they are gone for a while. But so they're always in honeymoon phase. And when you're in it like every single day, you know, and you're fighting through pain and all that kind of stuff, you just have to know that most of the time you're going to walk away from that workout getting your ass handed to you. I think that for me, that's always kind of a marker for me that I did a good workout. And yet you would think, and it feels good. Let me tell you something. When I go in and I'm like strong as an ox and all those things come together. I don't know why that happens like that, to be honest with you, because I'm that type of person, because I'm that student of the game. My dad used to say something to me. I think that he said, there's always a reason for something. There's a reason, but you just got to think harder about it. But there has to be a reason. Why is it that I get my ass handed to me so many times in a gym throughout the week, and yet that there's that one workout, all of a sudden it's like, where did that come from? Where did I get all this strength and energy? And, you know, like I was on the other side of that instead of getting punched in the corner over and over again. But I got to tell you something. I really believe, because we've talked about the results are in the struggle, I just think that, you know, when I do have that great workout, then now I'm thinking in a different way. It's like, maybe I didn't put all my effort into that. Starts working in it like that. Maybe that's what makes us go, you know, that we have to just constantly just keep pushing, but there's just that consequence that we have to deal with that we're not really, I don't know. Anyway, there's just, you know, I'm talking off the cuff here, so maybe bouncing around a little bit. But I have to say, some of the best workouts that I've ever gotten, and again, this is me talking, just, you know, I get the workout, it gets the best of me, but some of the best workouts I've ever gotten is when I've been underslept or when I've been a little bit stressed out. And I believe that the reason for that is that the fight or flight, your nervous system, I think that really kicks in. And I think that, you know, if we could just always access that for every workout, I wonder how that would look. I wonder what kind of results that we would actually get if we were able to do that, to access that. It might be the secret to the success. I don't know, because it's like, I always think, like, this morning I got up at 2 a.m. I usually get up like 2:50, but at 2 a.m. I'm ready to go. But yet part of me is like, man, I need my sleep. And I think we do. But yet I come in and I had one of my better workouts today. I worked back. And I don't know about you guys, but, you know, back is one of the hardest body parts for me to train. I do not look forward to doing back. And legs, you know, is right there. But back, I don't know. Something about doing a T-bar row and a bent row, that stuff is hard. Maybe it's just because I'm bent over. I don't know. But that's usually one of the tougher ones. The other thing that I've sort of tapped into, because, you know, as someone who's really always interested in getting the most out of my workout, I'm always looking for things supplement wise or just anything that will improve my performance without having to take drugs. And one of the things I've tapped into, I take my own medicine, by the way. And when I say medicine, I mean the pre-workout, the Serious Growth pre-workout. I take that religiously because I feel it. And I know the ingredients that are in there, they absolutely 100% work physiologically. The ingredients that are in there, basically in a nutshell, are ones that dilate your arteries, and which gives the body more ability to take in more oxygen, blood, protein powder, all that. It's like you widen the arteries. So that product, those ingredients, there's four ingredients in that product. They're all there for a specific reason. And then just to top it all up, just to make you feel like you're it's working, because I like feeling stuff. The beta alanine does that. It tickles your nerve endings and it really makes you feel like it's working. And it is working, even if you don't feel that tingling, but it's always nice to feel that. But I'll tell you something, back in the heyday, you know, talking about, we would try to do stuff that improved our workouts. We used to do like smelling salts. I don't know if you've ever done that, but smelling salts is like, for those of you who've done it, you know what I'm talking about. You put it up on your nose and it's just like, it just like wakes you up, gives you a jolt. I found something that I've tied into, and again, it's worked every single time for me. It's caffeine, which is, that's not a secret. A lot of us drink caffeine before workout. I got into this, I'm a coffee aficionado, and there's an Italian style of making coffee. It's called mocha coffee. And it's how they make that in this particular, it's like a coffee pot. You got to check it out. Mocha coffee pot. And it's, for me, it's like, it's like the espresso shot that I take. There's coffee. It's regular coffee, caffeine coffee. There's espresso. And then this, and I accidentally just tied into this thing. This coffee is, for me, stronger. It's almost like Turkish coffee. If any of you have had that, it's almost like Turkish coffee, but not quite, because Turkish coffee is like mud. This isn't mud, but it's pretty damn dark and it's strong. So it's not, you know, for those of you who are not used to having a strong coffee, trust me on this one. Get a bold roast and then put this and do it in this mocha coffee pot. I want to tell you something. I get the best high from this thing. It's so even, it's so smooth, and it really just keeps you up there. It's one of those kinds of things that, for those of you who are looking for an edge, because we're always looking for an edge, do the coffee pot, the coffee mocha. Look it up. But don't be surprised if you just really can't stand it in the very beginning. Okay, so the other thing I want to keep going back to and talking about is, you know, it's like how have I been able to, how has it been done? And I was talking to a guy this morning into the gym. I'm 66 years of age. And, you know, I've always talked about the stated goals. Important to do stated goals. We're going to talk about this stuff until you're just absolutely sick of it, but because this is where it's at. If you're really interested in making progress and redefining who you are and your body at any age, and I've been able to do that now from my late 20s to now I'm almost 70. My goodness, 66 years of age. And the whole idea is to, again, what's my success story? Like Robbie Robinson's, I can identify some people that have just been in there in the industry forever and still look pretty damn good. It's having a stated goal, that stated freaking goal, and that you want to redefine your body, no matter what. I think sometimes we let age get in the way. I think sometimes we use it as an excuse. And I would tell you that that's bullcrap. And when I look at my, I'm very critical of myself. I want you to know what I'm talking about this, on this podcast. Sometimes I talk about my own gym and I'm a little bit critical of it, but I'm critical of myself. And so I look at my, in my place, and I know that people are there primarily for fitness, and it's a little different than somebody who is there for something more than that. But it's stating the goal and knowing about the building blocks of bodybuilding. What does that mean? The building blocks of bodybuilding. It means that there's a way to build your body. Think of it like building your house. Let me ask you this. Would you build a house starting with putting the roof on first, the walls, and then the foundation? You would never do that. Never. And you would never do that when you're building your body to whatever extent that you want. If it is the for fitness, for bodybuilding, for strength, it doesn't matter. The process is the same. You need to build your foundation. You have to understand that building a foundation is going to take you the longest. It's going to be the longest part of that building process, because you're only as strong as your foundation. You're only as strong as your weak link. And that's where you see people breaking down, is because, again, considering that they have the mindset, like if you have a strong mindset, you need that. But if you don't have the, if you're not building it strong to begin with, a strong mindset will help overcome a lot of stuff, but you're only as good as your form and technique that ties into that strong foundation that you built. That takes a lot of time. That goes back to like what we're talking about, this guy that's overcoming strokes. That's the same thing when we're trying to build our body for whatever reason. It takes time to do that. You have to keep putting a bit in your mouth. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I mean, a bit is what you put in a horse's mouth when you want to slow them down. Slow down. Slow your process down. And if you spend more time in the foundation of what you're doing and you state the goal, then you're on the right track. For those of you who are wanting to get the fastest progress in the shortest period of time, and when I say that, I mean that in a marathon way, free weight training is the answer. Percentage-wise, I would tell you that 70% of your training should come from free weight. And of the free weight training, 70% should be barbell. 30% should be dumbbell as it relates to the free weight aspect of it. A part of your training should also, in conjunction with your free weight training, a part of your training should come from cable and machine. And you know, I'm talking pretty basic stuff here, but I think with the advent of machines that are made now, and the machines that are made now are not as effective as in the old days because of manufacturers making them appeal to a broader base of people. I understand that from a business side of it because it brings more people in that can actually do the exercise. But I'm talking about the results, getting the results from the training that you're doing. That's what it's all about right now, to be efficient with that. When it comes to machine, too many people are using too much machine work. And then consider the fact that they're not really built like they used to be back in the heyday with angles and this kind of stuff. If you're trying to create a competitive or an edge, then you need to do all the stuff that you can possibly do to do it right. So these are just some guidelines. Barbell training is where it's at. Keep it simple. It's not fancy. It's actually the opposite of that. Keep it very simple and do it right. You're going to see some in this podcast. You'll probably see, I hope, some decals that are around my gym. And keep in mind that those decals are a in-my-face reminder every single day what it takes to keep redefining yourself. If you can live that, if you really want to go down that path, then those decals are the answer. It's a creed of sorts. It's an accountability wall. There's a guy named David Goggins who I would highly recommend for people to listen to. He's a Navy SEAL, but you know, we're similar that way in the mindset and the way we get to a result. And he talks about an accountability mirror. My walls in my gym are my accountability walls. Every time you look around, you're seeing what you need to do in order to get to the next level, to take yourself there. But you gotta look at them and just live that every single day. And it's a hard thing to do. Build it from the ground up. Until next time, get some serious growth.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.